Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all, that are listening and the ones that are not listening. Hope you had a great Christmas. Hope you got a chance to see your family. Everybody's COVID free. As always, continue to be healthy. Use safety precautions always, because this virus is here to stay. And just be thankful that you are still amongst those that are breathing. I know it's Christmas time, and you know we all like to give gifts and look for gifts. But I say this, some people may not have got the gifts that you wanted on Christmas, or you may not got everything that you wanted, but the fact that you're alive, that's the best gift ever. So just be thankful that you're still alive. You're alive and breathing. And it's Christmas. It's a time, you know, this is the happy season, time to be happy, you know. And some people still go through problems or whatever. I say this, if you're upset, angry, or holding a grudge, or somebody did something to you, just let it go. Just let it go. It's really small. Now, your feelings may have you feeling that it's big because they wronged you, they did whatever it is, but let it go. Because I can tell you right now, you drive by any cemetery, it's a lot of people that's in that graveyard right now that would have traded places, would trade places with you to be on this earth. To be on this earth, walking around smiling. So just think, you're alive. So you don't need to be alive, upset, holding grudges, being mad with somebody for whatever. You know, when you're able to let go things and move forward and be happy, that's a sign of maturity and growth. And we all want to grow. Like I said, if someone wronged you, you forgive them. And remember this, forgiving a person is not for them. It's for you to be okay and moving on and being happy with your life. Some people get it tied. They get the wrong thoughts. Like, some people hate so much that they won't even forgive a person. But the forgiving is not for them. It's for you. It's for you to be at peace in your heart. It's like this. When you're upset, you're mad or angry with somebody, half the time they don't even know it anyway. They don't know it. It's like the old saying, you're mad, they're not mad. They probably forgot it. They moved on. It's like when you're mad at someone and they don't give a damn, it's like you're drinking poison and waiting for the opposition to die because you hate them just that much. Like I said, it's Christmas. It's a time to be happy. You know, we are all on borrowed time, but thankful and we're blessed to be still here because COVID has took out a lot of people and it's still continuing to take out people. It's getting stronger and stronger. Now, I really want to talk about Christmas. You know, Christmas is Jesus' birthday, and depending on what religion you follow, you really don't go by that. Because it don't matter. Some go hard for Christ. Some say it's a white man's holiday. And some just don't celebrate it all together. Me, myself, as I've gotten older, I look at Christmas, I look at it a little different. You know. But it's still a time to be happy. I want to be happy, and I want my friends and family members to be happy. Now, and if you're 40 plus, you remember the saying of old Christmas. 40 plus, maybe I say 45 plus, because I don't hear people talk about it anymore. Old Christmas fell on January 5th or 6th. That was the day that, growing up, your parents would get you gifts on the 5th or 6th because they didn't have money on Christmas. So they would come back and buy you gifts in January. Now, I know people have bills and stuff, and things happen, but I don't understand when people don't prepare for Christmas. Christmas comes in December every year. I don't care what it is, leap year or whatever. It comes the same day, same time frame, and we're aware of this. And I'm really saying this because I have a family member that I was asking them about Christmas, and they said, well, things got tough this year, and I'm going to have to wait to buy Christmas gifts. I think that's crazy when, if you are the type, your family celebrate Christmas and you have children, you can't tell them children that something came up. That don't make sense. It's like, we know this. We know this day is going to fall every year. You cannot go to young children and make that excuse up. Or this year, maybe some people probably told the kids that Santa had COVID. But I say this. If you are one of those people and you know things come up every year around this time, why don't you go to your bank and ask, do they have a Christmas club or some kind of savings account? And I know the banks have it. But what you can do, you could get $5 or $10 taken out of your check every pay period. That $5 or $10 goes to your Christmas club account. Now, we have 12 months in a year. If you get $10 taken out, you can do it even monthly, $10 a month. But I'm going small. If you're only getting $10 a month, that's still $120 that you can have during the month of December to come back to you. And it can prepare you to buy gifts. Like I say, it don't have to be something big. It's just a gift. You know, getting a gift, getting to wrap it, getting to give it to somebody. You can be prepared. Certain things your kids will want, but you're not going to be able to get them everything that they want. So if you start getting money taken out of your check, and we all can spare $10 a month, because you're going to blow that at fast food. Some people are going to blow that on beer, alcohol. You're going to blow it on something that you can give up to be prepared for Christmas or this time of year. Now, like I said, some of their religious belief, they don't believe in it. And to me, no matter what you believe in, you can celebrate this, because it's about, if you look at it, about gift giving. You can give your children, your niece, your nephew, you can give somebody something, even if you don't celebrate. Even if you're Muslim, you can give somebody something, because it's the giving season. It makes people feel good to be able to give a child a toy or whatever. Because I've been in stores and I've seen Muslim kids pick up toys and they're excited. So you can't tell me that you can't give them something. Now, if you want to give them something, you can always tell your children, Santa don't exist. I'm just giving you this because I love you. You just giving a gift out of love. And I'm not a kid anymore, but I don't care who you are. It's just something feel good about around this time of year, gift giving or whatever. No matter what you believe, it feels good to give. And like I said, the sum is up. If you didn't get every gift that you wanted or wished for, if you are alive and breathing today, that's the best gift you could have woke up and received on December 25th. Now, the viruses are still here, like I said, but you gotta protect yourself, drink your water, take your multivitamins, eat your fruit, make your smoothies. You gotta protect yourself because the Omicron is here. The Delta is still here. COVID is still here. But have you ever thought about this? With all that being said, all those viruses are floating around. Whatever happened to the flu? I want to turn on the TV and they say that the flu is bad. Because if you think about it, up until now, it was always the flu shot. Everyone was giving a flu shot. They're not giving a flu shot no more. They're giving you the COVID shot. So is it the COVID took over the flu or what? Or they just full of BS? Because now everywhere you go, it's take the COVID shot. When I'm out in public, I look for signs that say flu shot, but we rarely see them. And you know the flu is still around because it's been here forever. Still around. But they got it like this. They put the flu shot, they're keeping it in the back. The flu shot is in hiding like the vice president. The vice president is being kept a secret like Oprah keeps Stedman. We don't know. It'll pop out. Flu shot might be here. It'll pop out, but we don't know if it's there because that's how they do the vice president. We never see her. She'll pop out every now and then, and then they put her back. But like I said, be safe. Merry Christmas. And I hope you have a happy new year. And I'll talk to y'all next week.